Be still and know. Who are you? What are you? Of what account are you in the midst of all this vast creation? This is a momentous question, one that men have been asking all through the ages. For how can you be fully alive if you do not know what your life means? And how can you understand what your life means if you do not know who you are, what you are? According to author John R. Gunn, man cannot be rightly understood from the point of view of any empirical science, either of zoology or of biology or even of sociology or anthropology. Man is a theological being, a creature whose peculiar characteristic is that he exists in relationship to God and to the Word of God as expressed in Jesus Christ. It is the characteristic of man that he is not only created by the Word of God, like all other creatures, but he is created in the Word of God, in the likeness of the Word. You cannot know yourself except by looking in the Word of God, where, as in a mirror, you discern the face of your nature. And you cannot be yourself except when your life is made an answer to the Word of God. You are fully yourself if you live in communion with God and live and act in response to His eternal Word. Personal existence is not individual existence. It is a being in relation with others and a being in relation with God. Man's life is not a monologue. It is essentially a dialogue. He can be his true self only when he hears and answers God speaking to him in His Word. When thou saidst, "Seek ye my face," my heart said unto thee, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Thus will you discover who you are, what you are, God's child made in His likeness. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this question from the Psalms. Lord, what is man?